Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. The first day of creation is dawning in the soul. Upon the deep God hovers, where fear and chaos roll. The inward dark is parting, the seas make room for land. Great shorelines are emerging, a new world is at hand. Yet God is recreating more than our inner world. Look up beyond the planets where galaxies are swirled. Look out and see how often surprising love is shown. Christ is at work reshaping both stars and hearts of stone. All life in Christ is compassed by that transforming grace, which spins new worlds and wonders in every time and place. O twirler of the stardust, O light no darkness rims, your new creation pulses with worship, praise, and hymns. My soul is thirsting for you, Adonai, thirsting for you, my God. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in your holy place, to see your strength and your glory. My soul is thirsting for you, Adonai, thirsting for you, my God. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. My soul is thirsting for you, Adonai, thirsting for you, my God. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. My soul is thirsting for you, Adonai, thirsting for you, my God. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My soul is thirsting for you, Adonai, thirsting for you, my God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. Thanks be to God.
My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here am I, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. Those that are not against us are for us. Bring us all together, O Christ, into your reign of justice and love. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the oath sworn to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those that are not against us are with us. Bring us all together, O Christ, into your reign of justice and love.
That all who have been called and gifted to build up the reign of God may overcome what divides us, and may together take up the cross and follow Jesus the Christ. Let us pray. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most. Let us pray. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. Let us pray. that the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the good news, curing every disease and illness among the people, and fulfilling the law and the prophets. You have called and gifted each of us to continue his mission and ministry in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we go astray, help us wake up and change direction so that we may channel our lives and our energies into preparing the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.